for this week, done by Mr. Michael Hudak. Michael, are you good to go? You ready for everything? You good to go? All right. I can't hear you, but okay. All right. So Michael Hudak is in our Shark Tank with our seminal segment of the week. So Michael, take it away, brother.
A good Monday evening to you all sports fans. You are listening to Tomahawk Talk, and this is Michael Hudak with your seminal segment. Enough with all this football talk. How about some baseball? Wait, what? No, you heard me right. Florida State baseball is back in action as this past Thursday and Friday marked their first scrimmages of the season. Their opponent, each other, in a two-part Garnet versus Gold game. Thursday night was all about familiar faces, and boy, are there a lot of them. Sophomore left fielder Jackson Luke is emerging as one of the club's best players and best hitters. He went 3-for-5 with a double and a pair of home runs in his first appearances of the season. Junior righty Drew Carlton, the veteran of the starting rotation now that Mike Compton is gone, made a strong argument in his last appearance for why he should be deemed the Seminole ace, tossing a two-hit shutout against they who shall not be named in Gainesville in the first game of the NCAA Super Regionals last season. His outing on Thursday, not the best. He allowed 2 earned runs in 2 innings while striking out and walking 3 batters. With Gold still up to bat in the top of the 9th, the game was called and a 7-5 Garnet lead was taken into Friday night's match that saw Luke get 2 more hits, pushing his total to 5 over 2 games. Justin Sorokowski started the game for Garnet and gave up a 2-run single to Kyle Cavanaugh in the first frame, but a 7-run second inning by the Garnet squad pushed their lead to 14-7 and they would not relinquish it. Overlooking the upcoming 2017 regular season, the Seminoles returned all 3 of their starting pitchers from last season, Carlton, Tyler Holton, and Cole Sands. For head coach Mike Martin, now in his 37th year as head coach of the program, it's important, but there's still work to be done. Quote, more than anything, it's just about the way those guys go to work. They never take anything for granted. What we're hoping for this season is what we've seen in the past, and that's guys getting after it every day and striving to get better, end quote. FSU baseball weren't the only ones hitting the ground running this weekend. Seminole cross country took part in this past Friday's Nuddycombe, Wisconsin Invitational, and as cold as that implies it would be, the Noles were on fire. Harry Mulenga continued his dominant season, finishing 16th in a field of 209 runners. To put that in context, he finished the same 8,000-meter race in 66th place last year. Cardema Bays was equally as impressive on the women's side, placing 23rd in the women's 6,000-meter race. Mulenga and Bays finished in 24 minutes and 20 minutes, respectively. I'm usually fine with a nice jog in the morning. Next for the Seminoles, the ACC Championship in just 2 weeks. And in case you missed it, Florida State soccer, currently ranked 9th in the nation, recorded a shutout victory over NC State on Saturday, 1-0. Behind Megan Connolly's who-else goal in the 53rd minute. After a very defensive first half, head coach Mark Krikorian was pleased to see his team come out and fight in the second, saying, quote, our kids came in and battled hard, and when the big moment was there, the big players came through for us to change the game, end quote. To make coach proud, I will now kick it back to the guys in the studio. That's all for this seminal segment, and I thank you for tuning in. For V89 Sports, I'm Michael Hudak, and you're listening to Tomahawk Talk on WVFS Tallahassee, the voice of Florida State.
Alrighty, Mr. Michael, thank you so much. Always very well done. Saw some flames coming from the Shark Tank, spitting mad fire. But I'll tell you what, I cannot wait for FSU baseball. It is.